Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, everyone. I'm honored to be your MC today. I'm Mark Wilson from Fox 13 News and from Tampa Bay area, better part of 30-plus years here as a member of this community, so it's a great honor and a pleasure to be with you here this morning as we remember and pay tribute, of course, to all of those who have served. We have a very special thank you to our veterans currently watching from the Community Living Center on the campus here of the C.W. Bill Young VA Medical Center. And before we officially begin today's event, the Bay Pines VA Healthcare System's medical media team has put together a very special medley of anthems paying tribute to each branch of service called the Armed Forces Salute. Please enjoy this very special presentation. Again, good morning and welcome to the first ever Bay Pines VA virtual Memorial Day ceremony. I thank you all for joining us online to show your support as well. With deep respect and gratitude, every year we observe Memorial Day on the final Monday in May. And on this year, we bear witness, bringing honor and paying tribute to each of our departed heroes, those courageous men and women who answered the call of duty and served in harm's way in the name of freedom. This is a day to honor and remember those who have paid the ultimate price for our way of life and those who have sacrificed in our nation's defense. Nearly 50 million Americans have served in uniform since our nation's beginning, and of those, more than 1 million gave the ultimate sacrifice in service to the United States of America. I know of at least 7 generations of service just in my family alone. That's all we could find. I'm sure there is more, including a great uncle who landed at Normandy Beach. So it is a great honor for me to be here with each of you as well and to thank you. And now to continue with our opening, the MacDill Air Force Base will present our colors. American Legion VA Voluntary Service Representative David Miller is here to lead our Pledge of Allegiance. And then we will welcome special guest Mr. Aaron Trill from the Keswick Christian School Band and Choir for a performance of our national anthem.
Please place the colors. And salute. I would like everyone to help me join in saying the Pledge of Allegiance to the greatest nation and flag that the world has known, the United States of America. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? And the home of the brave.
You may be seated. I'll now ask Chaplain Jerry Butler to lead us in our invocation. Chaplain Butler.
Yes, Let us pray. Holy Father, we invite you here as we battle COVID-19. Today we are here to honor those who served our country and given their lives so that we may stand here and still live in freedom. We need to be constantly reminded of your gift of freedom and of those who gave all to make sure future generations continue to know life in a free, democratic society. Remember those who have passed is only half the task that is before us today. We must also carry their love, honor, and duty forward to the future generations that will pass. Our children must know who they were, what they did, and why they did it. To do anything less would be a disservice to their sacrifice and their memories. Those that are gone created clear pathways for us to continue on. We must never waver from the path of freedom and democracy. Take their memories, take their dreams, and walk forward, shouldering their cause of freedom. Carry it high and proud. They did and now must walk forward for them and for our children. Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain Butler. I'd like to now introduce Mr. Paul Russo, who is the director of our Bay Pines VA Healthcare System, for some remarks. Paul was appointed director here at the Bay Pines VA Healthcare System in September 2018. With dedication to the organization, he oversees healthcare delivery for the entire organization, which includes one large medical center, of course, 8 outpatient clinics, and more than 4,900 employees. Mr. Russo.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us from home and being part of our Memorial Day tribute. I am honored to be here today to recognize and remember our fallen military men and women who have made the ultimate sacrifice in defense of freedom, the oppressed, and our nation. From the battles of Iraq and Afghanistan to the wars in Korea and Vietnam, to the trials of 2 world wars, to the struggles that made us a nation, today we recall that liberty is always the achievement of courage. This year we recognize the 75th anniversary of the end of World War II and honor the men and women who turned back the tyranny of Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan. Over 405,000 gave their lives, and those that remain are now in their 90s. We honor their valor and their courage. Remember all the families, friends, and military comrades who lost loved ones. And on this most holy day of the nation, we are grateful to the brave and fallen defenders of freedom. In every generation of Americans, we have found courage in the call to arms. Time after time, they have proven the moral force of democracy is mightier than the will and cunning of any tyrant. In the words of President Ronald Reagan, as a tribute to their sacrifice, let us renew our resolve to remain strong enough to deter aggression, wise enough to preserve and protect our freedom, and thoughtful enough to promote lasting peace throughout the world. On behalf of the Congressman Bill Young, VA Medical Center, Bay Pines, VA Healthcare System, and our 4,300 employees who strive each day to provide the best care possible, it is an honor and privilege for us to serve veterans and their caregivers. Amid this global viral pandemic, our staff have not faltered. Though fearful, they show up ready to do whatever is necessary in service to veterans and our community. I thank them all for their courage and commitment. In closing, I wish to share with you the poem titled Memorial Day, by Sergeant Joyce Kilmer, 165th Infantry American Expeditionary Force, killed in action July 30th, 1918, near the Ourcq River in France, while observing the German positions for the intelligence division. The poem is prefaced with the Latin words, Dulce et decorum est. It is sweet and honorable. The bugle echoes shrill and sweet, but not of war it sings today. The road is rhythmic with the feet of men at arms who come to pray. The roses blossom white and red on tombs where weary soldiers lie. Flags wave above the honored dead. The martial music cleaves the sky. Above their wreath-strewn graves we kneel. They kept the faith and fought the fight. Through flying lead and crimson steel, they plunged for freedom and the right. May we, their grateful children, learn their strength who lie beneath the sod, who went through fire and death to earn the last accolade of God. In shining rank on rank arrayed, they march the legions of the Lord. He is their captain, unafraid, the Prince of Peace who brought a sword. Thank you for joining us today. God bless you and your families. Bless our troops, and God bless America.
Thank you, Mr. Russo. Now please welcome Ms. Juliana Bohr, who is the director of our St. Petersburg VA Regional Office. Ms. Bohr was appointed director of the St. Petersburg Regional Office in July 2016, and in this role, Ms. Bohr provides executive direction to more than 1,300 employees and is responsible for serving approximately 1.8 million veterans and their families living in the state of Florida with the VA's compendium of non-medical benefits. Mrs. Bohr.
All right, good morning, everyone. It's always such a great honor to be a part of the Memorial Day ceremony here at Bay Pines, and I think even more so this year. It's a day marked with a solemn commemoration, honoring the men and women who've paid the ultimate sacrifice for our great nation. Today, there's usually great parades and flag ceremonies and many formal ceremonies across the nation to ensure that our nation's gratitude for their sacrifices properly paid. This year, those in-person events are probably few and far between, but no matter the circumstance, not even a national pandemic, we must ensure that we bear witness and that we bring honor and tribute and ensure their sacrifice is never forgotten. So I want to thank Mr. Russo and his team for putting this ceremony together, even virtually, so that we're able to honor and able to pay tribute to America's fallen. Today is a fitting time to reflect on President Lincoln's charge to all of us, and specifically for those of us at VA, to care for those who shall have borne the battle and for their families and survivors. President Lincoln's letter to a mother who lost 5 sons in the Civil War, I think, still resonates today, and I'd like to share it with you. Dear Madam, I feel how weak and fruitless must any words of mine be which should attempt to beguile you from the great loss of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering unto you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of a republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assuage the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost, and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice on the altar of freedom. And although Lincoln's words were very eloquent, there really are no words that are ever adequate to console those who have lost a loved one in service to country. For how can words ever suffice? But what we can do and what we must do is what we are doing, and that is to give pause as individuals, as family members, as friends, and most importantly, as a grateful nation. To remember not only the sacrifices made of the brave men and women we're here to recognize today, but also extend our hearts to their spouses and their families. to the young son or daughter who may only know their mom and dad from a photograph, to let them know that we share their sorrow and we bear their grief. I remember talking with a Gold Star father not too long ago who explained, as only a Gold Star father can, that as horrible a loss as the loss of a child is, no matter the reason, the family and circle of friends will grieve deeply with them and lend them support. But he went on to note that when a parent loses a child in defense of freedom, not only does the family and friends mourn, but so does a grieving nation. And it's our support that sustains and ensures their sacrifice at the altar of freedom is never forgotten. Ladies and gentlemen, this is why it is important today, whether in person or virtually, that we give pause and remember our fallen. It's because of their selfless sacrifice that we are called upon today to reflect on what it truly means to live in freedom. And it's our duty and our responsibility to keep their memories alive. May we never forget those who have fought for our freedom and celebrate the lives of those who have truly made America the land of the free and the home of the brave. May we also never forget the pain their families must bear and as a nation continue to lend support. Today, let us be purposeful in fulfilling our promise to them, to remember their sacrifice, to keep their memories alive and forever hold them in our hearts. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on live or in the room. God bless you all. God bless this great nation. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Ms. Bohr. Next, please welcome Mr. Roberto Pizarro, Assistant Director, Bay Pines National Cemetery. Mr. Pizarro is responsible for all burial maintenance and administrative operations here at this facility. He began his career with the NCA as a cemetery caretaker at Puerto Rico National Cemetery in April 2009 and was promoted to cemetery representative in 2012. He enlisted in the U.S. Army Reserve in 2003 and is currently a non-commissioned officer. Mr. Pizarro completed two overseas active duty tours, Operation Iraqi Freedom from October 24 to December 2005, and Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan from January 2011 to February 2012. Mr. Pizarro.
Good morning. I am privileged to be here with you to honor our heroes who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Today, we ensure that no veteran ever dies. Former President Franklin Delano Roosevelt once said, "Those who have long enjoyed such privilege as we enjoy forgetting time that men died for them." Let us never forget the great sacrifice of those who came before us. Today, we honor the men and women in battle throughout our history. They paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we could be free. Each headstone, each marker, each niche cover tells its own story, and it's a physical reminder of that sacrifice. Each one tells the story of brave souls who put their country, their families, everyone that they loved, and even total strangers before themselves just to answer the call to duty. I will never forget, I was going through a national cemetery with my daughter. She was 5 years old at the time. She pointed at the headstones and stated, "Daddy, what are those?" Me doing this for over 10 years, I have given every answer to that question, but never to a five-year-old. I have always answered this in a technical manner, but how do you explain that to a five-year-old? And even my own answer surprised me. My answer was, "Baby, those are Daddy's friends, because there are brothers, our sisters, they are our friends." And she looked again at those headstones as we were going around the cemetery, and all she did in her innocence was wave at the headstones. That is how important Those headstones and markers are for each family member. And even though we all have lost someone related to the military in one way, shape, or form, at the same time, I have never been able to look at a headstone marker or niche cover in the same way since I experienced that with my five-year-old. I was able to come back when others were not. To all those that have lost a loved one, know that their sacrifice and yours were not in vain. We are now free because of the brave. It is our responsibility to protect their legacy. Legacy of those who paved the way and paid for our freedoms with their lives. Freedom is never more than a generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day, we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children that what it was once like in the United States, where men were free. Former President Ronald Reagan. Today, to all the families, members, and supporters, thank you. Thank you because you all have also sacrificed so much. Know that it takes courage to answer the call. There is no greater love to lay down one's life for our friends. I would like to thank you all for your time. Hope you have a wonderful day. Keep safe, and God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bizarro. We know our heroes, our friends, are in good hands. We appreciate it. Next, please welcome our keynote speaker, Mr. Thomas Bowman. He's the former Deputy Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. He served as the Deputy Secretary for the VA from August 3, 2017, until he retired from VA on June 15, 2018. And prior to being sworn in as Deputy Secretary, Mr. Bowman served as Major Staff Director of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. From 2012 to 2014, served as Special Assistant for Veterans Research at the University of South Florida in Tampa. And from 2009 to 2012, he served as Senior Advisor to the Director of the VA's Sunshine Healthcare Network, serving veterans in Florida, southeastern Georgia, and also in the Caribbean. Mr. Bowman's previous appointments within the VA were Chief of Staff of VA, Deputy Chief of Staff of VA, Senior Advisor to the Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Congressional and Legislative Affairs, Acting Assistant Secretary for Public and Intergovernmental Affairs, and Executive Assistant to the Assistant Secretary for Public and Intergovernmental Affairs. Before joining the VA in 2012, Mr. Bowman served as Senior Counsel to the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee. He was commissioned in the United States Marine Corps through the NROTC program at the University of Texas in 1969. From 1970 through 1975, he served as platoon commander, company commander, and battalion, regimental, and divisional staff officer within the 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Marine Divisions in Southeast Asia, Okinawa, and the U.S. After law school, he was assigned to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot, Parris Island, South Carolina, where he served as prosecutor, defense counsel, and law center director. He then served as the Marine Corps representative and instructor of law at the Naval Justice School and a guest lecturer at the Naval War College in Newport, Rhode Island. That was from 1983 to 1988. Mr. Bowman left active duty in 1988 to become an assistant district attorney in southeastern Massachusetts, but was recalled to active duty during the Gulf War. He was released in May 1991, practiced law, concentrating in military and veterans issues before returning again to active duty in 1994. He's been busy. He retired from the Marine Corps as a colonel in October 1999. After serving as senior military assistant to the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Reserve Affairs and to the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness, Mr. Bowman currently serves as member of the Board of Directors for the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans. Please welcome Mr. Bowman.
Thank you, Mark, for that introduction, I have to say that every time I listen to it, I always hope it gets shorter, because every time I hear it, I think I walk away saying, can't the guy find a job? Can't he keep a job? But it's been a real pleasure of mine to have served in those various positions in support of our nation, its active duty, reserve, and then a large measure of my time serving veterans. The invitation that Paul Russo gave me to come here was probably one of the most exciting phone calls that I received. I have great affection, you know, for this hospital and this healthcare system here, because I am a patient. I am enrolled here and do receive my care when I'm in town. As I was listening to the earlier speakers, I pulled out my own remarks and I was kind of going through them, and I said, you know, every theme that's appropriate for today has been spoken to from the heart and from the experience of each of those individuals as they represent the individuals that they lead. So as I kind of thumbed through my remarks before I came up here, I said every one of those themes could not have been expressed more eloquently than they were. I think that if you were looking for a keynote speaker, you had three of them that now segue and mesh together, and you have a guest speaker, a principal speaker, for really what is the meaning of today. What I would like to do is I'm going to shorten my remarks, and I'm going to take some highlights from my remarks as a way of hopefully adding a little bit of texture as I see the day personally. Obviously, we are here under very different and unique circumstances. I have attended a number of Memorial Day and Veteran Day events here at the Bay Pines Medical Center, as well as at the cemetery in years past. This one, as our speakers have said, is very unique. Hopefully, it will only occur this time for these circumstances, but it'll be a page in history, another page written at the Bay Pines VA healthcare system. There was an earlier comment about referring to the 75th anniversary of VE Day, a day of final victory over Nazi Germany. We were not able to appropriately recognize the significance of that event, but it was felt, there's no doubt in my mind, especially by those World War II greatest generation veterans that are still with us, as well as the family members of those who have passed. World War II was a total war, and every American felt its impact. Families were separated. Citizens learned new roles and new responsibilities to support the war effort. And more than 16 million Americans were called upon to serve our nation in uniform. As there was the earlier comment, over 400,000 soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Coast Guardsmen gave their lives so that we might achieve that victory. They are among the more than 1 million, as was earlier said, who have offered the last full measure of devotion in defense of our freedom since our founding. What I'd like to do is to take one piece and add it into my remarks, that there is another cohort of veteran that during World War II served, sacrificed, died, along with those in uniform. And those individuals are officers and crew who served in the Merchant Marine. The war in Europe could not have been won without the Merchant Marine Service carrying equipment, carrying food, carrying troops over into battle, into England, and then other countries. So what I would do is I would add at the end of Coast Guardsmen, Merchant Marine, as a veteran community that deserves recognition. When we say the greatest generation, they are part of it. We owe to those who have given their lives on behalf of our country and to those who have survived to use the gifts of freedom and opportunity that their sacrifice has given us. We need to use it wise and well. Some of the men and women of what we call the greatest generation are still with us, and I'm proud to kind of call out and give a shout out to a couple of them who received care and are part of this community. There are about 3,400 World War II era veterans who are enrolled in the Bay Pines VA healthcare system. They include men like Buddy Calloway, originally from North Carolina, who served in the Army from 1942 to 1945. And of all of his life's accomplishments, he is most proud, as he has stated often, of being a good Christian. And there's Arthur Thomas Spray from New Jersey, a Navy veteran who served from 1942 to 1945 and is justly proud of one thing, and that's his family. And what makes him most happy is simply being alive every day to have his family be with him. And then lastly, they include women veterans like Elva Cook, an Army veteran from Philadelphia who served from 1944 through 1946. Elva also loves her family and says that everyone in the Bay Pines Community Living Center, residents and staff, are the greatest. So we give a shout out to her friends, the residents and staff at the Bay Pines Community Living Center. Today, in the midst of the global pandemic, there are those who have answered our nation's call to service in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other hotspots around the world. They are there, they are willing to give their lives and be entered upon that role of honor. But today, we face a new challenge in our way of life, a challenge to that way of life, the coronavirus. Every American, every inhabitant of the world feels the impact of the coronavirus. We, us today, us here, we are learning new ways of assembling together. I can tell you that over the Christmas holiday, the term social distancing, I would have a very difficult time trying to define what it meant. I probably would go to my grandchildren and say, is this a game? Is this something new that I should be aware of? New ways of caring for others and new ways of taking responsibility for our own health and the health of family, friends, and even strangers. Social distancing, 6 feet, and what about the wearing of a mask? I would have never thought that most of the day I would want to be and should be concerned about wearing a mask appropriately to serve my fellow veteran, my neighbor, and others in my country. In fighting the war against COVID-19, the individuals who do so willingly put their lives and the lives of their families on the line, as well as when we look at the employees that tender their service here at Bay Pines and around the VA healthcare system, they demonstrate the same kind of selflessness and sacrifice our men and women in uniform have always demonstrated in those earlier wars. The work of our VA employees is a period of time in their lives where what they put on the line for them, for veterans and their families, there's not enough that we can say in the way of gratitude. To those who have worked at the VA regional office, you too are upholding the VA's greatest record of service to veterans and family members by providing the needed benefits and making claims decisions as quickly as possible to ensure veterans and their families have the support and the funds needed at this critical time. And those who work at the Bay Pines VA National Cemetery are ensuring it remains a place where those who have served rest in honored glory. They provide the same honors and dignity to veterans who are casualties in this new battle as those who have gone before. Every VA employee in Florida and throughout the nation is doing his and her part to fight the pandemic. Finally, I thank my fellow veterans of Florida, their families who have joined us today. Know that your service and your sacrifice have earned you the right to be remembered and honored, not only on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, but every day. Throughout our history, the indomitable spirit, buoyant optimism, and unwavering courage of America's veterans have been the lifeblood of our democracy. Our veterans, especially those who have given their lives for our nation, have made the blessings of freedom possible for our nation and the world. Let me close, just as other speakers have, with some words of President Lincoln during our Civil War. The dogmas of the quiet past are inadequate to the stormy present. The occasion is piled high with difficulty, and we must rise with the occasion. As our case is new, so we must think anew and act anew. And that is what we're doing day to day, week to week, month to month, as we deal with the coronavirus. I wanted to add my personal reiteration of, if anybody wanted to pull together the essence of what today is, what it needs to be, and I'm sure what it has been, is going to be the remarks of the three people who preceded me. I commend them. To those who weren't able to join us today, but I commend them for those who will be able to see this tape. That is the essence of Memorial Day. I want to thank Paul Russo for the invitation to be here. It was like coming back home. I said to myself that before I leave here, I wanted to, you know, I'd love to have shaken everybody's hand, but I'm going to, you know, give you all a group hug. I'm going to give you a fist bump or a elbow. But whatever it is, I want you to know that it's been a true pleasure to be here. I felt like I'm coming home, and I thank all of you for joining in, and I hope you have a wonderful day. And may God bless our troops overseas still serving, and that they come home safely to their families. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman. We appreciate it. We're glad you feel like this is home for you. We're happy to have you home. Your service to our nation and our dedicated Florida veterans, for sure, service members and all their loved ones, is unmatched, and it is inspiring. And we are honored to have you with us here today. So we appreciate that. Now, please enjoy some music by the Bay Pines VA Healthcare Systems Medical Media Team. When the music begins, Mr. Dave Miller, Major General Hammer Hartzell, and Mr. Thomas Bowman will participate in the official procession to place the wreath of remembrance on our stage here today. After the Memorial Day ceremony has ended, the wreath will then be taken to the Bay Pines National Cemetery to be placed right there on the cemetery monument. Please enjoy this performance.